I don't understand what's going on here.
This is G3.
All you need is the knowledge.
Hello, it's G3, Games, Gadgets and Gizmos on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven, and in the November edition, a range of wonderful games, gadgets and gizmos. And all to come in the next 30 minutes, we've got eggs that give you a massage, calendars where every month has your name in the picture. We've also got a rather clever idea to protect your cucumbers with a cucumber cover. And also disposable paper rucksacks, great for the kids and their school trips. Most of the programme is coming from the Betfair British Inventors Exhibition at Alexandra Palace, and that's where we start the programme off. It may not seem particularly topical with the cold weather we're having here in the UK to talk about cooler bags, but come the spring and the summer, we will need them. And they range from the sort you plug into your car and get the 12 volt supply, which keeps the thing cool, or those big blocks you get out the freezer and put in the bottom of the bag. But on this stand, I think it's a little bit different. I'm speaking to Brent Simon, because your bags are different, aren't they?
That's correct, yeah. We're a Hong Kong invention company, and we've come up with a fantastic product. It's what really a cool bag should be, and it's called Fridge to Go. And well, it looks like a traditional chill bag. Mm-hmm. It works just like a refrigerator does.
It begs the question how, in the sense that normally with a refrigerator it's a heat transfer making one thing cold and the other thing therefore warmer. Chill bags just are insulation, but this is, so how does this work?
Well, what we've done is we've come up with, it's a worldwide patented technology, chilling technology that we have. Fridge to Go is our brand name. So what we do is we leverage that chilling technology into a consumer bag, okay? Consumer-based bag, and for food and beverage, for lunch kits for kids. We do it for baby travel. We can do it for wine. We can do it for champagne. We can also do it for, and we're working right now with the major insulin companies for insulin travel. How does it work? Basically, what we have is we have a surround chilling technology, which basically is a silhouette chiller board that surrounds the inside. It's an all-in-one system. So what we do, simply to make it all happen, is you fold our product up. When you see our normal six-can capacity bag, you fold it up very tightly. It's about the size of an ice cube tray. Mm-hmm. And you slip it into your freezer overnight. So when you're sleeping, so is Fridge to Go.
Right.
You leave it in there indefinitely. Just take it out. So fold it, freeze it, take it out and fill it.
And that's where it gets its charge from, so to speak, to keep the rest of it.
That's correct. Now, regular chiller bags, of course you're going to use a cooler block and everything else in it. Mm-hmm. But the way that we do it, the way that the energy is used, the way that the chilling technology is used, and the way it enters into the bag, we have developed not just a thin chiller board, because you can't have weight, mm-hmm. and you can't have heaviness, but the problem is, with regular chilling blocks, is that they are impermeable. And when they release, they need to be so large, so when they release the chilling, they need a lot of it. You need chemical. Yeah. We're 100% environmentally safe, by the way. And what we do is we do it all in a very small, slimline chiller board. And what's great about that is it makes it lightweight. But what we do is we slowly release the cooling into the bag. So you're really opening the fridge door and closing it, just like you would a traditional fridge.
So it's a much more controlled release than the actual the frozen blocks.
And like I said, you can see our performance numbers. Over 12 hours, if we put the drink in at 4 degrees Celsius, we keep it at least to 4 degrees Celsius for at least 6 hours. And then we continue to keep chilling. 12 hours later, you're only at 12.2, where a traditional chill bag is upwards around almost room temperature at 20, 24 degrees. So we've come up with something spectacular. Longer chilling. Performance is number one. Ease of use is number two. It's a dry system. No more mess. No more fooling around. No more searching and planning.
Where are those bags? Who didn't put the freezer bags in the freezer?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but let's think about that. Our bag works like a refrigerator. So what can we do? If you forgot to put your drinks in the refrigerator before you went out that day, take Fridge to Go out of the freezer, put your room temperature drinks in like we have today, because that's what we show. We show worst case scenario. Put them in there and chill them in an hour and a half, sometimes faster than a traditional fridge.
So you haven't chilled a wine and the fridge is full of food for the dinner party, you can actually put the wine in this
at
the table.
You can, and that's a great thing. Put it, hey, if you haven't got the wine at home, take your champagne or your wine cooler out of the freezer. Stop off at the wine store, put your wine in, zip it up, and it'll chill on the way to your dinner party.
And you say in about an hour and a half?
In an hour and a half. And it'll keep it there for at least 8 hours at that, if it's a room temperature.
Ideally, of course, the idea behind any type of cooling thing is that you should fill it to a capacity and not have any free air inside. That's right. Looking at the stand here, a range of sizes.
That's correct. Oh, we go from a one can, two can, four can, six can traditional. We go all the way up to an 18 can, but you can put anything else you want in there. And because we release the cooling technology very slowly, what we can do is when there is a void in the bag, when you pull something out, we're not filling it right away.
Right.
We're keeping things. The other great thing about our bag is that because it's surround chilling, it means every can, we call it predictable cooling, every can that you take out is going to be the same temperature as the can previously, which is fantastic.
This is the Inventor Show.
Yes.
Are these available as retail? I mean, the stand is full of them, so they're obviously out in the marketplace now, are they?
Yes, look for us in the UK actually next spring, maybe as early as next spring, maybe for back to school next fall. Mm-hmm. But definitely, we are in a position right now that we come to the Inventor Show. This is every time we have a new product at Cato, we bring it through all the Inventor Shows. We've won from Geneva to Impex, which is the US show, to Beijing, to Taiwan. Here we are in London. London's a great market. UK is a great market for us. Off to Germany in 2 weeks. And those are the invention circuit. Now then, we push it out to retail.
Right.
We tested our market.
Spring of next year, roundabout.
Right.
And I know it's early days, but is there sort of a rough retail price you're looking at? Say if we take the standard sort of six-pack, six-can capacity, what sort of retail price are you expecting that to hit that?
Well, this one here was going to retail for £9.99.
Really?
Yes. It's fantastic. You know, how much value are you going to... There's a lot of value in this bag, but we realize that people are still used to that cool bag price.
Yeah.
We want to give them all the performance and everything else, and we only want to make it for about maybe 15%, 10 to 15% more than a traditional cool bag.
That's right. So you're getting all the cooler blocks free of charge, basically. Absolutely. And you're only paying a small markup on.
If you go up in sizes, if you go from a 6-can to a 12-can, you're looking at $14.99.
Right.
You go to an 18-can, $19.99. Mm-hmm. Fantastic bag.
It's a great invention. Website where people can look at them?
Yes, www.fridgetogo.com.
And if you didn't get that down, don't worry. You'll always find the details on the BFBS G3 website, which you'll find at bfbs.com/G3. And Brent Simon, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm now about to demonstrate a most interesting device.
This is G3.
BFBS.
Next on G3, they say the camera never lies, and perhaps in the old days that was true. But of course, these days with computers and applications like Photoshop, you can do all sorts of wonderful things with images. There's a tale which goes around about a certain girl band, Five Strong, from about 10 years ago, who at the time, every time they had a group photograph taken, the photograph was stretched upwards to make them all appear a little bit thinner. But one member of this five-girl band was actually quite thin to start with, and so in the end it had to be stopped because she was looking so skeletal-like. But anyway, I digress. I received a calendar in the post, and it was different to every calendar I've had before in the sense that my name was on every month. In November, it was a tree with falling leaves, and carved in the tree with like a sharp knife was my name, Dave Raven. Turning on to December, and all of a sudden it was now Christmas lights in the street, and over the middle of the street, in fairy lights, was my name, Dave Raven. And into January, and there was a car windscreen covered in snow, and somebody with their mitten had written Dave Raven. Extremely clever. So I had to speak to the person behind it. I'm on the line to John Smith, the managing director of gettingpersonal.co.uk. And I think the first question, John, is was the idea yours?
The concept was actually developed in Germany for a business environment for direct marketing. So to be able to send direct mailings through to people and gain a much better response by obviously personalising it. What we did is we actually seized upon the opportunity and thought this would be a great idea for calendars. And rather than a business environment, we thought this would be fantastic to offer to consumers because they make an amazing gift and a very personal gift and certainly achieve the objective of putting a smile on someone's face.
What impressed me was when I got this sample one in the post and I was given a link on the website where I could go and get a trial one, which I then did for BFBS Radio 2, and you sent it within like 3 days. Your turnaround must be really quick.
Yeah, the current turnaround is we aim to print every calendar within five working days, and that's print and dispatch, and we send everything Royal Mail first class, and it's also free delivery as well. So currently we have a process in place that we can print a large volume of calendars and deliver them quickly. which is what people are looking for when they order online, is that they're looking to get it very, very quickly.
So you go online to gettingpersonal.co.uk, and then you can see all the 12 images there, one for each month of the year, and then you enter the name of the person you want in those images on that calendar. There must be a maximum number of characters you can use, is there?
Yeah, it's the maximum is actually around 20, although various names look produce slightly different results, but we recommend between 12 and 15 characters. We're actually working on something at the moment that it's hopefully going to go live very soon, where people can actually type a name in live on the website and actually preview the image the website, which will bring a whole new level to be able to see what you're actually going to get on the calendar.
Now, the sample that I've got, which came with the November, December, and then January for next year, has in the bottom right-hand corner your name, gettingpersonal.co.uk. Is there a way that, say if somebody wanted to send them and think, what a great idea, I could send them to lots of members of the family with their name in each of the calendars, but my name or the family name in somewhere else. Is that possible to do that?
It's not possible at the moment. The recipient's name is obviously integrated within the image. What we're looking at doing is introducing a customized front cover. So you'll be able to put a personalized message on the front cover to say, from the Smith family.
I'm with you, yes.
But we are also looking at integrating, putting something in that right-hand corner as well. We're currently working on a new product that is going to take the personalization to the next level for Valentine's Day. So where there'll be a personalized message that you can put, and even put something on each month as well.
But there is an option I saw on the website whereby if you want to buy enough of them, you can then have your name in the bottom corner. So if it was a regiment or a PRI shop or somebody who wanted to buy a certain number of calendars, that's possible, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've dealt with a number of businesses this year that have wanted to send sort of anywhere between 50 to 5,000 to their customers. And there is we can personalise almost any aspect they want. As well as putting the recipient's name in the image, we could put the company logo, the contact details. One company we've just actually put a different promotional message on each month, just to try and drive people to their particular car dealership.
So the old days of sending a calendar or a diary from your company, where the only company branding was your name on the front or on each month, now each individual gets their own personalised calendar, but with the company name still on it.
Absolutely, and I think the great thing about the calendars is that they do stay on the desk the whole year round. So and they're incredibly personal because the technology, the image looks incredibly realistic, and it really does look like someone has written the person's name on a car windscreen.
That's
in the
right.
Of the snow.
The response when it got to BFBS headquarters in Chalfont, and it went to Helen, who kind of is the girl who looks after all of the BFBS2 output, and people were just standing around the desk saying, look at that, and because it does turn heads so much, doesn't it? How much do they cost to buy just one and have it sent off to your loved ones? How much is it?
They retail at £12, which includes Royal Mail first class delivery. If you were to buy more than five in one go, then you actually get them for £10 each.
Right. So if you wanted to send five off to five different people with five different names on the calendar, it works out at £10 each.
Yes, that's correct.
That's lovely. Give us a website again, John, where people can go and have a look.
www.gettingpersonal.co.uk.
That's Getting Personal, all one word.
It is indeed.
Whether you are interested or not, you must go to the website anyway just to look at the images. It's so cleverly done. I wish you lots of success. And you say that you've got football coming next year. What other plans do you have? Presumably for next Christmas it's a new set of images, is it?
Well, throughout next year, what we're doing is producing a Valentine's calendar that will run from 12 months from February. We are having birthday calendars, so you can buy calendars that start at the particular month you order. Particularly the accountants that have financial years are very interested in those.
Yes.
And we're also producing football-themed ones to coincide with the World Cup next year as well.
That'll be rather special and worth looking at. When will those be visible on your website?
The football and calendar and the Valentine's calendar will be available from early January.
Right, so go back to the site in January. You should see then the new ideas. John Smith of gettingpersonal.co.uk, thank you so much for your time on G3.
BFBS.
Next on G3, we're back to Alexandra Palace and the Betfair British Inventors Exhibition. And at any kind of show, if you see a large queue around a stand and people waiting and in line, it obviously means something big and important is going on. And one stand in particular was called The Egg. The Egg is a very futuristic-looking, egg, about 6 foot tall and about 6 foot wide. And I'm speaking to David Craig, the director and the inventor of the egg. And effectively, am I right in saying, David, that the egg inside of it, it's a massage machine?
Well, it's more than a massage machine. The whole object of the egg, when the person is inside it, is it's designed to relax the mind and relax the body in a short 15-minute treatment time without being undressed or having anybody else in there with you.
So it's an experience when you're in there, then, really, of all the different aspects of relaxation.
Yes, that's right. You've got music, you've got essential oils, you've got colour therapy, and you've got gentle vibrations giving you a massage up and down your body from the mattress you're lying on.
And how long is it? Sort of like a predetermined, you go in there, press a button, and it just runs for a certain length of time?
That's exactly it, the simplicity itself. All you need to do is simply remove your shoes, lie on a contoured mattress, press the green button, do nothing more, just lie there, relax and enjoy. And then at the end of the 15 minutes, the thing will automatically cut off, the lights come up again within the egg, the doors open, and out you get again.
When you say the doors open, you'll have to go and look on the website, because saying the doors open really doesn't do justice to this futuristic 6-foot-high egg-shaped device, which looks something out of a science fiction movie. What gave you the idea?
My own background is in massage, in fact, but I'm very aware that in this little island of ours, a lot of people are reluctant about being undressed or perhaps about being touched or maybe don't have an hour to spend in their day. So what I'm trying to achieve here is to achieve what I would do, but take it right down to a quarter of an hour treatment and without the person being undressed in any way at all.
Are you an inventor, electronics engineer? What sort of brought you to this level of design?
I'm not an inventor to trade, as it were. This is the first thing I've really invented. I've had a few good and bright ideas, but this is the first one that I've dedicated or committed myself to for a number of years to hopefully achieve the correct end result. It's been a dream of mine for a number of years now to come up with a product like this. Had I come up with this 3 years ago, it may well have been premature, but now the time is absolutely right, because more and more people are aware of the fact that stress is a major problem in their life and can manifest itself in many, many different physical conditions. So the time is right for this product. It's an indoor, outdoor product, can go virtually anywhere at all. The obvious market is the spa market, the hotels, health clubs, leisure centres. The biggest market, perhaps in the future, will be the corporate companies, who must be seen to be looking after the health and the well-being of their employees. So again, it can address that situation as well.
By the way you're talking, David, it kind of implies this is not something which is going to be, it's not so much that it won't be suitable, it's probably going to be too expensive for the domestic market, is that right?
Depending on your financial status, but the egg does cost about £25,000, which seems a lot of money, but for a commercial operator it's not what the egg costs, but the interest and the income and therefore the profit that they can get from that egg. For a commercial operator, they can quite easily achieve 3 sessions per hour because there is no undressing between sessions, so their potential income and profit is quite considerable.
And because all the client has done is taken their shoes off, there's nothing really to clean up inside or anything?
No, there are no hygiene problems at all. The air is totally cleansed between sessions, absolutely no hygiene problems of any kind at all.
Are there a range, because you mentioned if you tried to do this 4 or 5 years ago, everything wouldn't have come together. I think the technology is now sort of an age now where you can do something like this. Is it possible to do different things inside of it?
The answer is yes and no on that one, really. The program is set there to be as acceptable as possible to as many people as possible. It's my belief that I've just set it at the right pitch, as it were. But having said that, it is also a theatre of dreams, if you want to put that sort of terminology to it, that the programme can be adapted, can be changed. It can be given many, many different effects if I chose in the future to change it in any way at all, because we have the ideal container, as it were, in the shape of an egg, and such is the dimensions that we can do much, much more than I've got here right at this moment.
So perhaps in the future, looking a bit further down the line, the credit card which opens, or the special card which opens the egg, could in fact be a card which would give you different experiences inside of it.
Yeah, it could well be that in certain environments you could have a card with a choice of 3, 4, 5 different programs perhaps, yes, and you just put in the appropriate card.
where it's an inventor's exhibition, and most of the people I've spoken to, we're talking in terms of prototypes, but this looks, well, it's working, isn't it? It's not a prototype anymore, is it?
It's not a prototype anymore. You're looking at the final exposure, as it were, of the prototype that's been going up and down the country here for a number of months, but we are now in production. It's taken 2.5 years to get it to the production stage. The most difficult part of the building of an egg is the hanging of a door on a double curvature, which has basically never been done before on a thing of this size. And that door took us a year alone, and quite a considerable investment.
All the little things that happen inside of it, I'm guessing I haven't been in there yet. Presumably you could do lying down on a chair. The pod, the egg, presumably just gives you the feeling of isolation, I guess. Is that right?
Yes, people are reassured the fact they're not undressed. Mm. There's no one else in there with them. They're in their own space. They may choose to close their eyes, they may choose to keep their eyes open. If they keep their eyes open, of course, they're looking at the stars at night effect. It's like a magic carpet ride in the middle of outer space, so you've got a feeling of total infinity. So even for people that may believe it to be claustrophobic by going inside, it's overcome by this feeling of infinity once the program starts.
It not only looks wonderful, but I think it's going to be a great success. Where can people look on the internet to see how it looks?
Yes, they can look up the website. I've got to admit that whilst I'm an inventor and a massage therapist, I'm not terribly up to date with my own website, but there is a website there.
Yes, the website is theegg.co.uk. That's the-egg.co.uk. And David Craig, thank you.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you.
I mentioned at the beginning of that the huge queues all around the stand, and what people were queuing for was their chance to go inside the egg. Appointments had been made the day before, and people had come back to Alexandra Palace to have a chance to experience that 15 minutes inside the egg. And joy of joys, would you believe, after I'd been speaking to David, he went across and spoke to his assistant. She said, actually, somebody's just cancelled, so there is a gap. And so I sneaked into that gap. I wanted to bring the tape recorder and things in with me, but David said it would detract from the experience, and I'm kind of glad I didn't. I left them all outside and just went inside. The door closed, the lights gradually dimmed, a voice told me to lie down, then all the stars at night came out, and then the mattress came alive with what I would think must be at least 20 different points which would vibrate in different intensities. And for 15 minutes, those vibrations and that massage ebbed and flowed up and down the body while the music played and there was a smell of aromatherapy oils in the air. 15 minutes later, all the vibrations and the massage stopped, the night sky faded away and the natural lights came up, and that was it. I pressed a large button on the inside and then the door, just like on Star Trek, opened up. If you ever see one, join the queue to get inside. I can see how popular they would be at airports, for instance, or in large hotel foyers, or just anywhere where people wanted to relax for 15 minutes. I think it's a great concept, and it's the egg, and you can find out more on the G3 website at bfbs.com/G3.
Computer. This is G3.
BFBS.
One of the things about G3 and coming to a show populated entirely by inventors is that you see things which you think, I could have thought of that. Why didn't I? Which, of course, is why they're inventors and why they're at the show. I'm on the stand with Roach McMaster of Just Imagine. And you have invented something which looks like a cucumber and protects cucumbers.
Very much so. It's called Q-Top, and it's pretty much a family activity. We came up with the idea, my wife did, about a year ago. She said, honey, come into the kitchen. I want to show you something. She said, look at this cucumber. It has foil on it. It has film on it to protect the end. It's full of water. It's half falling off. She said, I have an idea to put a cap on the end of a cucumber to preserve and protect it. And a lot of effort and patent applications later, 11 months later, here we are exhibiting the product on the show today.
You obviously sound as if you have been an inventor. So when she gave you this challenge, you immediately thought, I know how I can do that. How do you, if this looks like polyurethane, how do you actually make something like that at home?
Well, we actually took plastic, we took rubber, we cut and pasted, we drilled, we sawed, and we came up with a prototype that I wouldn't put on display today, but we've kind of graduated from there, and we've done a few different design iterations in 2D and 3D conceptual design, and we've come up with a version that we're happy with, and we've actually had compression moldings made from one of our suppliers to have samples here for the show, but also to have samples that we're testing in people's homes on the south coast of England right now.
How close are you to having this product available for people to buy?
Well, we are about 120 days away from that, which is good news. We've had people at the show for the last 3 days wanting to buy the product. I've had one gal that promised me a lot if I'd give her one of the products, and we weren't able to do so. We have a German company, an international company, that are interested. They're evaluating the product right now with a view to taking it on, and we're looking at doing the same in America as well. The feedback we've had has been very positive from consumers.
It looks, as I said, a little bit like a cucumber. It looks, because of its conical shape, as if it'll fit most cucumbers. Am I right in thinking, though, it could be used on anything with a cut end which is circular?
It could actually be. I mean, people have said, well, what about carrots, and what about aubergines, and what about this, and marrows? It could be pretty versatile. When we developed the idea, when Carolyn McMaster, my wife, came up with it, she thought it was cucumber, because she eats a lot of salad, and she just got sick and tired of having to throw wasteful cling film and foil away. But it could be used on other items as well.
Are you thinking, then, of kind of tooling it up so that it has different shapes, like you have a salami protector and things?
Very much so. We're experimenting now, as I said earlier, with a couple of different materials to get the best fit, as it were. And it has plenty of scope for making it even more happy than it is, because it is kind of happy and neat to look at. Yeah. And we are looking at other variants that could be used on other products. Yep.
It's great that it's going to be, you know, 120 days away, roughly, from it being in the stores and things. Can people look at it now? Is there a website they can go to see what it looks like?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is. There's a website called www.ideamaster.co.uk, and there's a picture of it, and there's a brief write-up about it.
I wish you lots of luck. If you didn't get the address of the Just Imagine website down, don't worry. You'll find it on the BFBS G3 website, which is, as always, at bfbs.com/G3. And Roke McMaster, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm now about to demonstrate a most interesting device.
This is G3.
BFBS.
And finally on G3 for November, we're still at Alexandra Palace and the Betfair British Inventors Exhibition, and I've stopped at a stand which is called the Paper Rucksack Company. And I'm talking to Simon Mitchinson. That's what they are, isn't it? Paper rucksacks.
That's right, yes. It really is that simple. You can put all your lunch in it in the morning. You put it on your shoulders, so your hands are free for the whole day. And when you take it off your shoulders, you eat your lunch. And when you finish, you can just throw the whole lot away. Now you've got nothing to carry around in the afternoon.
I think first thing then is, what gave you the idea?
Well, I'd taken the family out on an outing to one of the theme parks. We'd had a big family picnic. And then in the afternoon, I suddenly realised that I did have 3 empty rucksacks on my back. And I thought, this is stupid. I can't throw them away. They're too expensive. Someone has to look after them when we go on to the rides. As soon as I get home, I'm going to go online and I'm going to go and buy some throwaway rucksacks. Found they weren't there. And I thought, well, I better do it myself then.
Paper, people tend to think of paper as not being particularly strong, and yet you're going to make this work fairly hard, aren't you? How do you put the strength into it?
Actually, it surprised me how strong paper is. What we say on the bags themselves is that you can put in 2 kilos or about 4 pounds. That's plenty for 3 or 4 cans of drink and all your sandwiches and cake, and now you've been watching Jamie Oliver, your fruit as well. But yes, we've got pretty strong bags, and the factories that produce it have come up with some very strong paper and clever ideas to make sure that it really doesn't tear when you don't want it to.
We're here at the Inventor Show, which tends to mean often we're talking about prototypes and ideas. Is this available yet?
Yes, it is. I'm selling them online now. I got everything ready about summer, and that's when I had a product that I was happy that I could sell to the public. So they've just come online now, and my plan is to get everybody aware over the next few months, so that for all the outings and school trips in spring and summer, everyone knows they exist, they know where they can buy them, and they're happy to take them out.
I guess also the fact that the paper means it's great to scribble on with your name and everything else, so you don't get mixed up with other people's bags.
That's right, yes, you put your name on it, and what we found is a lot of children on school trips like decorating them and colouring and really personalising them, so that's an extra bonus.
Is it possible to, if people buy them in enough quantity, to have them actually branded with their own school or things like that?
Yep, that's one of the plans we have. There are lots of different ways of printing them, so we can do fairly short runs, so you do get your own personalisation.
And in terms, I'm looking on the stand here, basically they're all the same size, or do they come in different sizes?
At the moment they're all the same size. We've picked a size of bag that's appropriate to a wide range of people, but in the future, yes, we'll have smaller bags and larger bags to suit a whole range of uses.
I can't see immediately, are they really designed for kids or for adults as well?
No, it's both. I mean, I think the biggest market will be children going on school trips, but no, adults are quite happy to wear them. A friend of mine is a keen cyclist, and he's been using bags for a few months now, and he loves them.
And what price do they retail at, Simon?
They are only 30 pence each.
A website where people can go and have a look at these amazing bags.
Yes, it's www.paperrucksacks.co.uk.
Simon, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for G3 for November. What other programme on BFBS has massage eggs, personalised calendars, cucumber covers, paper rucksacks and cooler bags all in 30 minutes? Join me in a month's time for the December edition, which traditionally we look back at the best gadgets, games and gizmos of the year just gone. And don't forget the website, where you'll find links to everybody we've spoken to on this month's programme and a chance to hear the show all over again as either a listen again or as a podcast. And the website is bfbs.com/G3. That's letter G number 3. Hope you've enjoyed the programme and can join me in a month's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Terminate automatic.